Defense Secretary Des Brown told members of Parliament that the expected spring homecoming for thousands of British troops based in Basra has been delayed.
In October, we announced our plan for drawing down UK troops from southern Iraq. In the light of the last week's events, however, it is prudent that we pause any further reductions while the current situation is unfolding. It's absolutely right that military commanders review plans when the conditions on the ground change.
Last October, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced plans to cut the British force from 4,100 to 2,500 this spring, with an indication that further cuts could follow. The decision to delay the withdrawal was prompted by recent fighting between the Iraqi army and Shia militants loyal to the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. More than 1,000 people were killed in the fighting, and the relative calm only returned when the two sides agreed to a ceasefire on Monday. At the height of the fighting, British and American troops were called in to support Iraqi government forces. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said in Baghdad the operation was a success and 10,000 additional police and army troops would be recruited to keep order in the southern city. In London, Prime Minister Gordon Brown said Britain still plays a vital role in supporting the Iraqi troops.
We want the Iraqi people, and particularly the Iraqi forces, to take more responsibility for policing and for security. And to make that possible, we are helping train 30,000 of the Iraqis' own armed forces in the south of the country.
Britain's opposition Conservative Party leader David Cameron said Mr. Brown should not have overstated the drawback when he announced it in October.
What governments mustn't do is overpromise and then underdeliver. And I think that Gordon Brown said more than perhaps he ought to have done in the autumn.
The Defence Secretary did not give a timetable for the delay in pulling out British troops, but officials say if the Iraqi armed forces are strengthened and security improves in Basra, British troops will be able to return home. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.